Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam.
Himina-san, this is Soi-chan. Again, filling in for Jung Sensei, Manga Sensei podcast. So, before we get started with our grammar points of the day, I'd like to invite you to come check out our social media. Today, maybe our Instagram, where we have a lot of kanji, and with the own readings and kun readings, help you guys learn that, as well as other Japanese points. All right, so today's grammar point that we want to look into is Nihonshite. Yesterday, we went over Nitaishite, and this one is actually pretty similar to Nitaishite. Nihonshite is actually the opposite. So, this one, you're showing opposition or showing the connection in opposing form. Where tai has the kanji that shows the directional kind of form too, han shows is the kanji for opposite. All right, so when using this, let's start with an example sentence. So, dai ichi incho ni hanshite, jong ga nakanaka ii hito deshita. So, within this sentence, you have what's going on is Daiichi Insho, which is the thing that you're going to be showing in opposition to. Then you have the directional marker Ni, that shows the direction, Han, which again is the oppositional kanji, and then Shite, which is the Te form of Suru. And then you have Jon Ga. So you have the subject Jon with the subject marker Ga, Nakanaka I with the Nakanaka being the adverbial form, and I being the adjective. Then you have hito deshita, so hito being the noun and deshita being the verb form in past tense. All right, so with that, what we're working with is you're showing the opposition toward that first impression. And the whole sentence together means that in opposition to the first impression, John was still a good person. All right, so now looking at this in a verb sentence, let's say benkyo suru no nihonshite, or nihon suru, you're kind of showing, if you're looking at benkyo, which is to study, benkyo suru no nihonshite, you have to have that no in there along with the nihonshite to make it correct Japanese, and you'd be kind of showing with that sentence that in opposite to studying, if you didn't study, or if you're looking at the opposite thing of studying, then the next sentence thing going into that. Some common words that you might see this with is yoso nihonshite, or ishi nihonshite, which yoso means against, this would mean against expectations, and ishi nihonshite would be against his or her will, that kind of thing. All right, so just to review the formation and that kind of stuff, so you'd want to use with a noun, you'd be noun nihonshite, with a verb you'd be in base 3 or in base ta form, and use no nihonshite. All right, so again, looking at this in comparison with nitaishite, nitaishite is the comparative, nihonshite is the contrastive, and this contrastive form of nihonshite is very similar to gyakuni, and it can often be interchangeable in a lot of situations. All right, so with that, I'd like to close out the podcast for today. Go try and use this as much as you can. Go make 10,000 mistakes, be fluent, and gambatte. All right, see you guys later.